This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, live with you out here on the concourse at Cap One Arena, here on the site of the official 2024 Washington Wizards NBA Draft Party. Plenty of guests still set to stop by the program here tonight. But I want to reset things here for those of you just joining us. The Wizards wasting no time getting to work here before the program even started. Well, I lied. About 5 minutes into the program, the Wizards making a massive deal, sending Denny Avdia to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for the number 14 overall pick, as well as two future first-round picks from Portland, along with veteran point guard Malcolm Brogdon. And then, as expected, with their number two overall pick, the Wizards choose the French big man Alex Sarr. And I know just from talking to some folks down at the lower bowl before we got the broadcast going, they are thrilled with Alex Sarr being the pick. They think he's a moldable piece of clay. And I look at Washington's talent development crew right now. Look at the jump Denny Avdia made this past year. Look at the jump Corey Kispert made this past year. Look at the jump Bilal Coulibaly made in season. While I can admit Alex Sarr is not a polished offensive prospect yet, I have all the confidence in the world that within the next 2 or 3 years, Brian Keefe and company will put in the work with this young man to ensure that he is able to maximize his potential. But the fun doesn't stop there with the Washington Wizards. A lot of reports out there alluding to the fact that Washington looking to trade back up into the top 10. The number 8 overall pick just happened. The San Antonio Spurs selected Kentucky guard Rob Dillingham. But according to multiple reports, San Antonio sending Rob Dillingham to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we're still trying to iron out the trade details on this one. But another fun pick just came off of the board. One of my favorite cats in this draft, the back-to-back National Player of the Year, Zach Edey, going from Purdue to Memphis to play with Ja Morant in the Memphis Grizzlies. Hey, look, Ja Morant, one of the best young guards in basketball, and I think next year, if he's able to stop playing with the damn guns, he'll prove to the rest of the world that he is one of the faces of the NBA moving forward. They've been trying to get Steven Adams, formerly of the Oklahoma City Thunder, on the court. He's had a multitude of different knee injuries that has stopped him from playing in Memphis. Ja Morant getting screens set for him by Zach Edey. Good luck trying to guard Ja Morant in the pick and roll Zach Edey, I've said it all along, the best screen setter in this NBA draft. Him and Ja Morant, a match made in heaven. And I'm in the minority here. I think he's going to have the ability to come in here and anchor Memphis's defense as well. Trade details here, though, on the trade we just mentioned. The Timberwolves are trading a 2031 unprotected first-round pick and a 2030 pick swap to the Spurs in exchange for Rob Dillingham. So the backcourt in Minnesota just got a hell of a lot more fun. Rob Dillingham and Anthony Edwards sharing the backcourt together. That is instant offense for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I'm excited to see how one of my favorite players in the draft is going to transition to the next level. But right now, with Memphis taking Zach Edey with that number 9 overall pick, right now on the clock at pick number 10 as I pull back up the draft order here, because it feels like you forget this thing, Utah Jazz right now on the board with pick number 10. They're an interesting case study as well. A lot of conversation about whether or not they're going to move Lauri Markkanen this summer. They have a couple of movable assets on their roster that contending teams would be interested in. But from Utah's vantage point, I think this could be an area for a big-time guard. Maybe a guy like a Devin Carter. Maybe a guy like a Jacoby Walter out of Baylor. But we'll see as we bring you each of the picks as they roll in here tonight. Want to continue to take your calls. 301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL underscore BTP. The Wizards take Alex Sarr with the number 2 overall pick. They're back on the clock in a couple of moments with that number 14 overall pick, unless they trade out of it. What are your thoughts on the Alex Sarr pick? And then what do you want to see them do with that 14th overall pick? Rob Dillingham was one of the names that I mentioned with that number 14 overall pick that I would want Washington to be in on. Another name that I continue to mention is Cody Williams, the star-studded freshman out of Colorado, someone that dealt with an injury during the season and kind of struggled to find his footing post-injury, but I think Washington should be willing to bet on the talent. We had a piece of insight given us earlier. This is just pure speculation on my behalf. This is from David Aldridge of The Athletic. He reported that the Wizards brought in Carlton Bubb Carrington, the point guard out of Pitt, here within the last couple of days for a workout. He's got the combination of size, length, and shot-making ability that you need in today's day and age. Just 18 and a half years old, and someone that I think when we look back at this draft class and we do a redraft, Bubb Carrington can end up being one of the best players overall in this draft. He's got tremendous feel in terms of using that snake dribble and pick and roll situations. He's played big time basketball playing for Pitt, and I think he's got the positional size to come in here and be able to play in the backcourt with Jordan Poole. So Bubb Carrington, another name to watch with the number 14 overall pick. If you're looking for a veteran point guard, I think Jared McCain is another interesting prospect out of Duke. One of my favorite guys that I just mentioned off the board to the Utah Jazz with pick number 10, Cody Williams, the freshman out of Colorado, going to Utah. So now just a couple of moments away from the Wizards getting back on the clock. Right now, it is the Chicago Bulls on the clock with the 11th overall pick. They're in full mode, full-blown rebuild mode right now. They shipped out Alex Caruso to the Oklahoma City Thunder early last week. And there is a thought across the association that they could be looking to move on from DeMar DeRozan. They could be looking to move on from Zach LaVine. So a full-blown tank going on right now in Chicago. When you look at what the Bulls have moving forward, they're in a situation that the Wizards were in last year around this time. A couple of good veteran pieces on your team, but not enough to compete in the Eastern Conference. What type of draft capital can you get back? And I think Chicago right now moving with an eye towards the future. But they're on the clock right now with the number 11 overall pick. The Wizards coming up in three more spots. I don't know what they could be looking to do at pick number 14. I hope, you know, selfishly that they're interested in acquiring more draft capital here tonight. As I said at the top of the show, though, we are at the mercy of the evaluator, and whatever Washington decides to do here the rest of the way, I'm on board for it. A couple of names, though, that were projected to go a little bit later on in the draft that I would still be interested in with the Wizards with that number 14 overall pick. I mentioned him earlier, Kyshawn George out of the University of Miami, 6'7", can really straight up get a bucket, can create shots for himself and others. He hit 41% of his three-pointers last year. He's got legit guard skills. He's able to change pace well. The only thing about Kyshawn George that people talk about, not the best athlete in the world, but I think he's someone that comes in right away. It can help the Washington Wizards. As we look at the current state of the Wizards before the number 14 overall pick, going into next year on paper, right? Jordan Poole and Bilal Coulibaly hopefully in your backcourt. I think Kyle Kuzma, if he's not traded before the start of next year, is probably going to be your starting small forward. You just drafted Alex Sard to come in and be your starting four man. Can the Wizards be looking to complete their front court with that number 14 overall pick or with that number 26 overall pick? It gets really interesting here. The problem, I don't even want to call it a problem, the scenario that faces Washington moving forward is now if you take another big man, do you have a log jam in your front court? Rashawn Holmes has a $12.5 million player option that he's expected to exercise here coming up before the weekend. You've got Tristan Vucevic, last year's second-round pick, coming back here in the fold with you. And then Starvin Marvin Bagley, as I called him last year, really did the most maximizing his minutes in a situation when he got traded over from Detroit, where he was just able to come in here, or got traded from Sacramento, rather, and he was able to come in here and just be who Marvin Bagley wants to be. There are a lot of intriguing pieces moving forward for the Washington Wizards. My big question mark is with the next two first-round picks that they have, 14 and 26, how ready are they to come in here and contribute right away? And I understand some folks are going to say, well, Linnell, the Wizards are in year two of a 3 to 5 year rebuild. How does coming in and contributing right away, what does that matter? I think it matters for a bunch of different reasons. Yes, they're in a rebuild, but you ask everyone to a man within that organization, their inability to be competitive last year, they hated it. It affects the morale in the locker room. It impacts guys' effort in terms of being willing to play hard on a possession-in, possession-out basis. So I think the goal is, while they understand they're not going to be very competitive for the next 2 years, from a record standpoint, you want to draft players that can come in and help you now and still be a part of your long-term future. 301-230-0980 is the number. We're live out on the concourse here at Capital One Arena here for the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. You can probably hear it in the background, ton of music being played. We've got free haircuts being given out. We've got face painting going on. We've got the Wizards District Gaming esports team out there live playing some NBA 2K. So it's a fun night. If you're driving around in your car looking for a place to come in and watch the draft, stop by Capital One Arena. Come say what's up to myself in the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan family. A lot more to get to here because, as I mentioned, they've brought in Alex Sarr. They acquired another first-round pick at pick number 14. I'm curious to see what is going to happen here moving forward. Who else are the Washington Wizards going to bring in? Are they going to move off of Kyle Kuzma? I saw a report out there from Sam Vecine saying that, you know, rival teams are calling about Corey Kispert and his availability. So it's going to be a lot to stomach here moving forward, a lot of moving parts here for the Washington Wizards. The Bulls have turned their card in on their pick. They're going to go with Chicago native Matas Buzelis, someone who, if you got to hear any of his interviews during the pre-draft process, he was a cat that was absolutely oozing with confidence and someone that I think is very confident in his ability to come in and impact winning right away. He goes to the Chicago Bulls with the number 11 overall pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder on the clock coming up next with that number 12 overall pick. It'll be OKC. It'll be Sacramento at 13 if they retain the pick. And then the Wizards back on the clock with that number 14 overall pick. We'll bring you all the action live here on the Team 980.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Still partying out here live on the concourse at Capital One Arena. Linnell Willingham here with you from the official Washington Wizards 2024 NBA draft party, taking it up to 11 o'clock. The Wizards set to be on the clock again, coming up momentarily. Chicago just went with Matas Buzelis with their number 11 overall pick. We had a special guest stop by the set. The Washington Mystics first-round pick for this past year, Aaliyah Edwards, kind enough to come by and give us some of her time. Aaliyah, how are you doing, my friend, and welcome to D.C.?
What's up? Thank you for having me on. I'm feeling good. Coming off a two-win streak, so just got to keep going from there.
Obviously, I have to start with you with health. How are you feeling right now, and what are you looking like moving forward here in the schedule?
I'm feeling good, feeling better. Sad that I'm not out there with my teammates on the court, but, you know, I'm working towards it each and every day, so.
I wanted to ask you this because this has been a fascinating conversation to me, and really the schedule in terms of a long NCAA tournament run for you at UConn, then quickly having to reset coming here to Washington with the Wizards. Has it stopped or slowed down for you yet to this point?
No, it's only sped up. There's no stoppage so far, but I think, you know, it's good. You know, we got to stay hungry you know, roll with the punches, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, unlike the NBA, we have training camp, yeah. And then we're kind of thrown into regular season already. So, didn't get a lot of much of a break, but I'm grateful and blessed to be in this position.
Before the injury, you were on an absolute tear in rising up people's rookie rankings in terms of the rookies in the W. in terms of your transition to the next level, what was the toughest thing that you had to deal with early that you're now like, that's no longer a big thing to me? It's now a piece of cake.
Yeah, I think one of the things earlier on that I saw, even in preseason, was definitely physicality was a big thing, and also the pace of the game. You know, I had to retain a lot of information in a small period of time and apply it onto the court all in, you know, within 2 weeks. So that was the hardest thing for me. But now, you know, I think I'm cruising a little bit, and I'm feeling a little good.
Making it do what it do. So I gotta ask you here. There was a lot of conversation between myself and other members of Mystics Twitter about the conversation of you versus Angel Reese. You obviously all took care of Angel and the company when they came here a couple of weeks ago. You can be honest with me. No one's listening. Did you take that matchup personally, and what did it mean to you to be able to put on like that in front of a sellout crowd?
Listen, I take every matchup seriously, but especially here in Capital One Arena when, you know, our fans showed up and showed up for us, I know that we had to put on a show, and that's exactly what we did.
110%. Big fan of your game. Your game is growing on me, I might add. I told you before we got on here, I'm the tweet that whenever you go
right.
I'm the guy, Linnell, that everyone tweets at and says, see, that was the right pick.
And I appreciate you.
Super proud of you, first of all, as a person. I'm 26. I go by the youngest in charge, so I'm one of the younger people in my space as well. So I appreciate your maturity level, being able to, you know, withstand the criticism and then block out the noise and realize that straight up, like it's been all your life, hoop is just going to be hoop.
Yep. It's not easy some days, but, you know, you fall back on your passion and your dedication to the sport and why you picked up the basketball in the first place. So I'm super grateful for those who lift me up every day and support me, encourage me, and that's especially DC fans. But, yeah.
Yes.
I'm super.
Give her flowers, man. We got fans out
Oh, my
out
gosh.
Here.
But, no, just super grateful. Super grateful.
For sure. I wanted to ask you this as well. Anytime I get to talk to a WNBA player right now in the midst of this surge in the league's popularity, you're obviously one of the pillars of this league moving forward, being one of the best young players. What type of responsibility do you feel, and what type of straight-up pressure do you feel to continue to help grow this game and keep the popularity where it is right now?
I think it's more healthy pressure for me. I don't think I look at it in a negative aspect at all, because I feel like I can use my platform, especially, you know, in this era where, you know, social media is popping, as we talked about Twitter. TikTok, too. I be on that, too.
I follow you on
thank
TikTok.
You,
I
thank
see
you
getting down to
Okay, okay, right?
I peeped you.
But, yeah, okay. Showing love for the fans. Thank you. But, yeah, definitely.
He probably
I think
saw my tweet.
Right. He recognized you, not me. He recognized you. Definitely using my platform to help impact the next generation. The pressure that I'm trying to apply to myself, both on and off the court, because I feel like, you know, the W, we're making great moves right now. We have a great momentum swinging for us, but we're not done yet, and there's still a lot more growth.
We're live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena with Washington Mystics first-round pick, Aaliyah Edwards, kind enough to give us some of her time. I always ask this to any rookie I get to sit down with. You're about a month plus into the season.
Mm-hmm.
What was, if you've had it yet, what was that welcome to the WNBA moment
gosh,
for
stop
you?
Stop with that question. Everyone's asking me that
What is
question.
It, though?
To be honest,
a fan just asked Aaliyah, how did she become good at basketball?
That is a great
Hard work
question.
And perseverance.
Yes. But make sure you have fun, because you're too young to be worried about all this right now.
But Aaliyah, to let you expound upon the question, like, what has been, or have you had it yet, that welcome to the WNBA moment?
You know, I really have been reflecting on this question a lot, because I get it asked a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of a journey for me, not just one singular moment. Just because, you know, we started off the season about 0-12. Never really had to deal with, you know, that many consecutive losses in my game before. Thank you, man. but, you know, we're turning around the leaf, and I feel like our perseverance and our connectivity within us and the team has really helped us become stronger and, you know, get more dubs.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I think it's more of a journey than a process for me. So that I think that was the hardest part for me.
One thing that I know scouts rave about with you coming out is your versatility and the ability to step out and hit perimeter shots. Since you've gotten here and gotten the chance to work with the scouting, the development department here with the Mystics. How do you feel like you're doing in terms of working to extend your range and being more consistent from the perimeter?
I think every day I'm improving. You know, I would like to display that more in games. I feel like I kind of hold myself back on that.
Let it fly, girl. Look.
That's what I'm saying. From deep. But I think, you know, in terms of the games, I just let what the defense is giving me. So if I have a layup, you know, I'm going to do a layup. I'm not going to force a three. But, you know, down the road, when I need that three, I'm going to be ready.
I asked you this off camera and you gave or off air and you gave a great answer. The Wizards just selected Alex Saar with the number 2 overall pick. You two obviously going to be the face of Monumental Sports here moving forward. What did you think of the pick and how quickly do you think he'll be able to hit the ground running? And what advice, I guess, would you have for Alex Saar coming into the nation's capital?
I think it's a great pick. You know, I love my internationals.
Yeah,
a fellow international. But also, as we were talking off air, versatile bigs. We love that here in D.C., and it's effective on both ends of the court. So super excited for what he's going to bring to the Wizards. And, you know, it's a family. Yeah, I think the biggest thing I could give him, biggest piece of advice would probably just be, you know, be patient and stay ready.
For sure. Aaliyah, message out there to Mystics fans as to what they can expect from you and the group here moving forward the rest of the way.
Dubs!
That's indeed.
That's it.
That's it. Aaliyah Edwards, appreciate
you. That's a tweet.
Appreciate you giving me some time, my friend.
Thank you.
Live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena. I actually thought that Aaliyah was walking up to put me in a chokehold because of the tweet.
Oh, my God.
The tweet's actually not that bad. It's just, for whatever reason,
actually,
it's going mega viral.
Let me actually see the tweet before I agree to this. Because I think we're already too far gone.
We already are too far gone. I'll show you the tweet off air.
Okay.
The Washington Wizards expected to be back on the clock here with their second first-round pick. Sacramento just took one of my favorite players in the draft, Devin Carter, the guard out of Providence, just the ultimate tough ass, as I call him. It fits exactly what Sacramento is looking for, adding some defense and toughness to their backcourt. The Wizards on the clock, though, with that number 14 overall pick. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know who the newest member of the Washington Wizards is next here on the Team 980 at 106.7 The Fan. Well, live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena from the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. Linnell Willingham, Youngest in Charge Movement, with you till 11 o'clock. The Wizards back on the clock with that number 14 overall pick, and we'll bring you the latest on that. So the Sacramento Kings picked Devin Carter out of Providence with a 13 overall pick, but there have been trade conversations happening surrounding that number 13 overall pick. Evan Sidiri is reporting that the Kings are sticking and picking with Devin Carter. So the Wizards now back on the clock. And there are a couple of interesting names here who I think could go. I look at a guy like Bub Carrington, who we just mentioned. David Aldridge reported about an hour before the draft started that Washington had brought in Bub for a late pre-draft workout, so there is some significant interest on that front in him. I look at a guy like a Dalton Connect out of Tennessee is someone that can come in and be able to contribute right away. Older player, so I don't know what the upside is, but our pal Craig Hoffman said this to me before he dipped out. Oklahoma City and Sam Presti and company with a low blow to Will Dawkins and the Washington Wizards, taking Serbian guard Nikola Topic with the number 12 overall pick. He's expected to miss next year with a partially torn ACL. And the pick is in. Uptown Down, I don't know if you got it ready. The Washington Wizards did make their pick at number 14, and fans have to be absolutely ecstatic about this one. They get a young up-and-coming guard from the ACC, Bub Carrington, the pick for the Washington Wizards at number 14 overall. So absolutely a brilliant pick for Washington, and someone that comes in here and can share the backcourt, I think, with Jordan Poole. Now, there's obviously a lot of conversation and debate about whether or not Jordan Poole is part of the long-term core here of the Washington Wizards. There's also discussion about whether or not we'll see a Tyus Jones sign-in trade. But on first blush, big fan of Bub Carrington, and I think he's someone that the Wizards, as David Aldridge pointed out about an hour before the draft started, they brought him in here late in the process, zeroed in on him, and they think he's someone that could come in and help right away. Good combination of size, length, shot-making ability. And then the thing I love about him is not only can he create for himself, he can create for his teammates as well. I think he's got a ton of upside at just 18 years old. He's going to need some time and seasoning to get legit NBA minutes on a night-in, night-out basis. But I think the feel that he has shown in pick and roll allows him to come in here and hopefully contribute right away for the Washington Wizards. So there was a lot of speculation and talks about whether or not they were going to trade with Sacramento for that number 13 overall pick. But they go with Bub Carrington, the combo guard out of the University of Pittsburgh. 14 points per game last year. Needs to improve the three-point stroke. Shot just 32% from beyond the arc a year ago at Pitt. But someone who I think could come in here and be a nice moldable piece for the Washington Wizards. He's got good positional size for the point guard position. And I think he is someone that maybe down the road could end up being Washington's long-term lead guard here for the Wizards. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way here in the first round for the Washington Wizards. But Bub Carrington, the freshman out of Pitt, Washington taking with the number 14 overall pick. David Aldridge, as I mentioned, had this about an hour before the draft had started. The Wizards were showing major interest in Bub Carrington. They brought him in late in the pre-draft process for an individual workout. And he's somebody that, like Alex Saar, I don't know if Bub is going to be able to come in here right away, but here we go. And there is Commissioner Silva. Silva giving the pick for the Wizards. It is Bub Carrington with their second first-round pick, number 14 overall. If you notice, Commissioner Silva saying that pick belongs to the Portland Trail Blazers, all a part of a massive trade that went down about 5 minutes into our broadcast earlier tonight. The Wizards sending Denny Avdija to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for the number 14 overall pick, as well as two future first-round picks in 2029. They also get back veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon in the deal as well. The expectation is that Brogdon will eventually be moved by the Washington Wizards. The thing I love about this is via our guy Alex Flum. I didn't even realize this. Bub Carrington, Baltimore, Maryland native, and played his high school basketball at St. Francis, so someone that is very familiar with the area and should have no issue transitioning to life in the DMV. The Wizards active early, 18 years old, 6'5", massive ceiling, and someone that I think is a part of the long-term plans here for the Washington Wizards. The question to me now becomes very interesting. I was hot and heavy over Stephon Castle because I thought for the Wizards he was the perfect guard that would be able to come in here and play alongside Jordan Poole without needing the basketball in his hands. Based on the scouting reports that you see online, Bub Carrington very similar in his ability to make you pay off of the ball. Not someone that needs to have the ball in his hands, but as we saw a lot last year during Pitt or at Pitt, just great feel in the pick and roll, elite use of that snake dribble, and someone that I think if he can get the shooting touch improved, if he can improve the stroke from beyond the arc, could be a massive building block moving forward for the Washington Wizards. We want to take your calls on the pick. 301-230-0980 is the number. The Washington Wizards with now two of their three first-round picks in the books. Number two overall, they go with Alex Saar, the big man from France, with the number 14 overall pick acquired from the Blazers in that deal for Denny Avdija. They go with Bub Carrington, the young guard out of the University of Pittsburgh, 6'5", can get downhill, needs to improve the outside shot, but someone that I think should have no problem sharing the backcourt with Jordan Poole simply based off of how strong he is on the defensive end of the floor. The Wizards, though, going young, if you're looking at it from a big picture standpoint, they've got a really good guard moving into the future to help accelerate this rebuild, as well as a big man moving forward in Alex Saar. Bob Carrington at the Combine admitted to our pal Chase Hughes that although he grew up close to Washington and he was a Wizards fan, he's never been to an NBA game. So that is soon to change here for Bob Carrington, the number 14 overall pick for the Washington Wizards. Looking at some of the scuttlebutt online and on Twitter, a lot of people, you know, pretty happy with the Washington Wizards selection of Bob Carrington. I am interested to see how he fits into their plans immediately because, like I said, Bob Carrington, a cat that's going to need a little bit of development. The outside shot, not exactly there for him right now as he shot just 32% from beyond the arc last year. But make no mistake about it, Bob Carrington is someone that's got a ton of upside. He's one of the late risers in this process. And he's cousins with Rudy Gay. So basketball clearly in his bloodline. He understands the work ethic that it's going to take to be able to succeed at the next level. Super long arms. He was one of the fastest sprinters at the combine in this entire draft process. And while the efficiency numbers, I will admit, will continue to need some work, the athletic profile from a size standpoint is extremely intriguing, and he is someone that may not be a household name to casual basketball fans out there, but I think Bob Carrington is someone that comes in here and is able to help the Washington Wizards right away. The big question that still remains as a Kyle Kuzma jersey walks past me here on the concourse is, as we've got about half the draft left to go, will Kyle Kuzma be a member of the Washington Wizards when the night is over? They still hold the number 26 overall pick. They've selected Bob Carrington at 14 and Alex Saar at pick number 2. What happens at pick number 26? And a name is off the board already at 15 to Miami that I really wanted here in D.C. Khalil Ware, the big man from Indiana. Someone that I thought, quite honestly, had a similar skill set to Alex Saar. But obviously the Wizards thought a lot more highly of Saar. That's why they take him with the number 2 overall pick. He goes number 15 to Miami. And if you've been paying attention to NBA news here this afternoon, the Heat and big man Bam Adebayo agreeing to a max contract extension earlier today. So the Miami Heat today solidifying their front court moving forward here in a loaded Eastern Conference. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll have our pal Danny Ruye, one half of Grant and Danny, join the program a little bit later on. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. More coverage of the 2024 NBA Draft here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. Is the number. We're live out on the concourse here at Capital One Arena from the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. Two picks in the books. Pick number 26 still on deck for the Washington Wizards. We'll reset things for you all if you're just now getting the opportunity to join us. We had fireworks off the top of the program with the Wizards getting active before the draft even started. They pulled the trigger on a deal that will send Denny Avdia to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon, pick number 14 in tonight's draft, and then two future first-round picks in 2029. I thought the trade initially was good. I understand why they made the pick. And the big discussion that we had is who Washington would take with that number 14 overall pick. Would it be someone that had more upside than Denny Avdia? They go with the local cat, Carlton Bob Carrington from the University of Pittsburgh, played his high school basketball at St. Francis. And look, Bob Carrington's a guy that didn't shoot it particularly well from three last year, just 32%. But our pal Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice for the Washington Wizards, just tweeted out a highlight montage of Bob Carrington. Safe to say, despite the poor shooting numbers last year, the kid can stroke it. And I'm super excited about what he could potentially be. A great positional size at 6'5". He can defend his tail off. And the thing I like about him the most, and sometimes that may be a turnoff to some folks, but he's from the area. He gets it, right? He knows what Wizards basketball means to this area. He's got a great support system here locally. And one of my buddies just texted me and said, hey, look, I actually know the brother of Carlton Bub Carrington. So maybe we'll have him on the show here sometime. But I'm super excited about it. I think depending on how they want to play this thing, similarly to how I saw Stephon Castle as a good fit.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena from the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. Linnell Willingham, Youngest in Charge Movement, with you till 11 o'clock. The Wizards back on the clock with that number 14 overall pick, and we'll bring you the latest on that. So the Sacramento Kings picked Devin Carter out of Providence with a 13 overall pick, but there have been trade conversations happening surrounding that number 13 overall pick. Evan Sidiri is reporting that the Kings are sticking and picking with Devin Carter. So the Wizards now back on the clock, and there are a couple of interesting names here who I think could go. I look at a guy like Bub Carrington, who we just mentioned. David Aldridge reported about an hour before the draft started that Washington had brought in Bub for a late pre-draft workout, so there is some significant interest on that front in him. I look at a guy like a Dalton Connect out of Tennessee, is someone that can come in and be able to contribute right away. Older player, so I don't know what the upside is, but our pal Craig Hoffman said this to me before he dipped out. Oklahoma City and Sam Presti and company with a low blow to Will Dawkins and the Washington Wizards, taking Serbian guard Nikola Topic with the number 12 overall pick. He's expected to miss next year with a partially torn ACL. And the pick is in. Uptown Down, I don't know if you got it ready. The Washington Wizards did make their pick at number 14, and fans have to be absolutely ecstatic about this one. They get a young up-and-coming guard from the ACC, Bub Carrington, the pick for the Washington Wizards at number 14 overall. So absolutely a brilliant pick for Washington, and someone that comes in here and can share the backcourt, I think, with Jordan Poole. Now, there's obviously a lot of conversation and debate about whether or not Jordan Poole is part of the long-term core here of the Washington Wizards. There's also discussion about whether or not we'll see a Tyus Jones signing trade. But on first blush, big fan of Bub Carrington, and I think he's someone that the Wizards, as David Aldridge pointed out about an hour before the draft started, they brought him in here late in the process, zeroed in on him, and they think he's someone that can come in and help right away. Good combination of size, length, shot-making ability. And then the thing I love about him is not only can he create for himself, he can create for his teammates as well. I think he's got a ton of upside at just 18 years old. He's going to need some time and seasoning to get legit NBA minutes on a night-in, night-out basis. But I think the feel that he has shown in pick and roll allows him to come in here and hopefully contribute right away for the Washington Wizards. So there was a lot of speculation and talks about whether or not they were going to trade with Sacramento for that number 13 overall pick. But they go with Bub Carrington, the combo guard out of the University of Pittsburgh. 14 points per game last year. Needs to improve the three-point stroke. Shot just 32% from beyond the arc a year ago at Pitt. But someone who I think can come in here and be a nice moldable piece for the Washington Wizards. He's got good positional size for the point guard position. And I think he is someone that maybe down the road could end up being Washington's long-term lead guard here for the Wizards. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way here in the first round for the Washington Wizards. But Bub Carrington, the freshman out of Pitt, Washington taking with the number 14 overall pick. David Aldridge, as I mentioned, had this about an hour before the draft had started. The Wizards were showing major interest in Bub Carrington. They brought him in late in the pre-draft process for an individual workout. And he's somebody that, like Alex Saar, I don't know if Bub is going to be able to come in here right away, but here we go. And there is Commissioner Silver giving the pick for the Wizards. It is Bub Carrington with their second first-round pick, number 14 overall. If you notice, Commissioner Silver saying that that pick belonged to the Portland Trailblazers, all a part of a massive trade that went down about 5 minutes into our broadcast earlier tonight. The Wizards sending Denny Avdija to the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for the number 14 overall pick, as well as two future first-round picks in 2029. They also get back veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon in the deal as well. The expectation is that Brogdon will eventually be moved by the Washington Wizards. The thing I love about this is via our guy Alex Flum. I didn't even realize this. Bub Carrington, Baltimore, Maryland native, and played his high school basketball at St. Francis, so someone that is very familiar with the area and should have no issue transitioning to life in the DMV. The Wizards active early, 18 years old, 6'5", massive ceiling, and someone that I think is a part of the long-term plans here for the Washington Wizards. The question to me now becomes very interesting. I was hot and heavy over Stephon Castle because I thought for the Wizards he was the perfect guard that would be able to come in here and play alongside Jordan Poole without needing the basketball in his hands. Based on the scouting reports that you see online, Bub Carrington very similar in his ability to make you pay off of the ball. Not someone that needs to have the ball in his hands, But as we saw a lot last year during Pitt or at Pitt, just great feel in the pick and roll, elite use of that snake dribble, and someone that I think, if he can get the shooting touch improved, if he can improve the stroke from beyond the arc, can be a massive building block moving forward for the Washington Wizards. We want to take your calls on the pick. 301-230-0980 is the number. The Washington Wizards, with now two of their three first-round picks in the books. Number two overall, they go with Alex Sarr, the big man from France, with the number 14 overall pick acquired from the Blazers in that deal for Danny Avdija. They go with Bub Carrington, the young guard out of the University of Pittsburgh, 6'5", can get downhill, needs to improve the outside shot, but someone that I think should have no problem sharing the backcourt with Jordan Poole simply based off of how strong he is on the defensive end of the floor. The Wizards, though, going young. If you're looking at it from a big picture standpoint, they've got a really good guard moving into the future to help accelerate this rebuild, as well as a big man moving forward in Alex Sarr. Bub Carrington at the combine admitted to our pal Chase Hughes that although he grew up close to Washington and he was a Wizards fan, he's never been to an NBA game. So that is soon to change here for Bub Carrington, the number 14 overall pick for the Washington Wizards. Looking at some of the scuttlebutt online and on Twitter, a lot of people, you know, pretty happy with the Washington Wizards selection of Bub Carrington. I am interested to see how he fits into their plans immediately because, like I said, Bub Carrington, a cat that's going to need a little bit of development. The outside shot, not exactly there for him right now as he shot just 32% from beyond the arc last year. But make no mistake about it, Bub Carrington is someone that's got a ton of upside. He's one of the late risers in this process. And he's cousins with Rudy Gay. So basketball clearly in his bloodline. He understands the work ethic that it's going to take to be able to succeed at the next level. Super long arms. He was one of the fastest sprinters at the combine in this entire draft process. And while the efficiency numbers, I will admit, will continue to need some work, the athletic profile from a size standpoint is extremely intriguing, and he is someone that may not be a household name to casual basketball fans out there, but I think Bub Carrington is someone that comes in here and is able to help the Washington Wizards right away. The big question that still remains as a Kyle Kuzma jersey walks past me here on the concourse is, as we've got about half the draft left to go, will Kyle Kuzma be a member of the Washington Wizards when the night is over? They still hold the number 26 overall pick. They've selected Bub Carrington at 14 and Alex Sarr at pick number 2. What happens at pick number 26? And a name is off the board already at 15 to Miami that I really wanted here in D.C. Khalil Ware, the big man from Indiana. Someone that I thought, quite honestly, had a similar skill set to Alex Sarr. But obviously the Wizards thought a lot more highly of Sarr. That's why they take him with the number 2 overall pick. He goes number 15 to Miami. And if you've been paying attention to NBA news here this afternoon, the Heat and big man Bam Adebayo agreeing to a max contract extension earlier today. So the Miami Heat today solidifying their front court moving forward here in a loaded Eastern Conference. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll have our pal Danny Ruye, one half of Grant and Danny, join the program a little bit later on. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more coverage of the 2024 NBA Draft here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. Is the number. We're live out on the concourse here at Capital One Arena from the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. Two picks in the books. Pick number 26 still on deck for the Washington Wizards. We'll reset things for you all if you're just now getting the opportunity to join us. We had fireworks off the top of the program with the Wizards getting active before the draft even started. They pulled the trigger on a deal that will send Denny Avdija to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon, pick number 14 in tonight's draft, and then two future first-round picks in 2029. I thought the trade initially was good. I understand why they made the pick. And the big discussion that we had is who Washington would take with that number 14 overall pick. Would it be someone that had more upside than Denny Avdija? They go with the local cat, Carlton Bub Carrington from the University of Pittsburgh, played his high school basketball at St. Francis. And look, Bub Carrington's a guy that didn't shoot it particularly well from three last year, just 32%. But our pal Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice for the Washington Wizards, just tweeted out a highlight montage of Bub Carrington. Safe to say, despite the poor shooting numbers last year, the kid can stroke it. And I'm super excited about what he could potentially be. A great positional size at 6'5". He could defend his tail off. And the thing I like about him the most, and sometimes that may be a turnoff to some folks, but he's from the area. He gets it, right? He knows what Wizards basketball means to this area. He's got a great support system here locally. And one of my buddies just texted me and said, hey, look, I actually know the brother of Carlton Bub Carrington. So maybe we'll have him on the show here sometime. But I'm super excited about it. I think depending on how they want to play this thing, similarly to how I saw Stephon Castle as a good fit in the backcourt with Jordan Poole because of what he brings defensively, I think you can say the same thing about Bub Carrington. And the thing that I would say about Carrington in comparison to Castle, two guys that had question marks about their ability to hit the outside shot, I think Bub, even though he shot 32% last year, more of a comfort level in terms of taking that perimeter shot. I just think it's so fascinating to look now at the long-term outlook of the Washington Wizards. Moving forward, Jordan Poole, one of the key pieces of your future moving forward. Bub Carrington, one of the future pieces moving forward. Alex Saar, one of the key pieces moving forward. I just feel like, despite how it may look immediately next year, I think the Washington Wizards, Will Dawkins and company, are setting this organization up for long-term success. And the one key caveat and the key trait, I guess, that, you know, Will Dawkins and company have shown here in their first 2 years making draft decisions, last year with Bilal Coulibaly, and this year with their first two first-round picks, Bub Carrington and Alex Saar, defense is first when it comes to the Washington Wizards. You can score all the points that you want, but Will Dawkins and company have made it a point of emphasis to bring in guys that can come in here and contribute on the defensive end of the floor right away, and I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. And the thing that we talked about earlier when Craig was still on the program with us, Brian Keefe got the interim tag lifted off of him. Why? Because to a man, everyone within this organization appreciates his ability to develop talent. And I think he showed that last year with the big jump forward that Denny Avdija took. Corey Kispert continued to improve off the ball and as a shot creator. You saw a guy in Bilal Coulibaly improving right in front of our eyes in real time. So hopefully that same recipe that was used for the other young guys, hopefully it's used to try and develop Alex Saar and Bub Carrington. Now, as I mentioned with both of those two guys, my question mark, and I'm allowed to have questions, so don't look at me crazy or act like I'm hating. My one question with both Alex Saar and Bub Carrington, Alex Saar last year shot 28% from beyond the arc. Bub Carrington last year shot 32% last year from beyond the arc. How long, not will they, because I have full confidence in the Wizards player development staff, not will they develop the outside shot. How long does it take them to develop the outside shot? And then, for Bub and Alex Saar, how quickly are they able to come in and contribute? Because when I look at what Washington already has in the backcourt with Jordan Poole and Bilal Coulibaly, you wonder where Bub Carrington fits in right away. and how long it's going to take for him to crack that Wizards rotation. But all in all, he's got that Baltimore grit that I think the Washington Wizards can covet on the perimeter. And I just think, all in all, like, I have no problem with them taking a guy that is a defensive-minded player. And I would say Sar is more defensive-minded than Bub Carrington is, but I look at Bub Carrington and the feel that he showed last year in pick and roll. He's got tremendous feel. The outside shot didn't fall consistently, but I think by the volume of three-point attempts that he took last year, more than confident taking that shot in transition, confident taking that shot out of high ball screen action. So this is a kid that maybe a little bit more raw and unpolished on the offensive end, but the athleticism that he has, I think, is going to allow him to thrive at the next level. 301-230-0980 is the number. What do you think about the Washington Wizards' first two first-round picks? Bub Carrington, the latest at pick number 14 out of Pitt, and then Alex Sar with the number 2 overall pick out of France. Alex Sar, pretty candid and emotional after he was picked. Uptown Don, if you got it ready, you want to run it back for the folks. Alex Sar, immediately after being drafted with ESPN's Monica McNutt. We'll wait to get that ready for you all. I wanted to let you all hear it again just because of how emotional he was. We do have Alex Sar, though, Uptown Don, if you got it ready, talking about the rise of French basketball for the first time in league history. French players going 1-2 overall. Here's the Wizards' latest Frenchman, Alex Sar, talking about what it means to him and his country.
Now that it's real, I'm talking about it for a few days, but what statement does the number 1 and the 2 pick and then the 1 from last year make for France?
I mean, you know, it just shows the amount of talent we have in France. You know, I'm really excited for Zach, and, you know, I think our national team is really going to be good.
I think that's the more interesting part of what he said. That French national team, woof. Victor Wembanyama, Alex Sar, Bilal Coulibaly, Zachary Richichet, a bevy of international talent coming over from France, and I think it's great for the league. All in all, though, I saw someone tweet this out, and this is how you know you're a basketball casualist, and I'm joking when I say that. Someone tweeted out earlier, this is the most I've never heard of him draft that I've ever been a part of here in recent memory, and I say, true. But as I keep saying about the narrative surrounding this draft, all the hype in the scuttlebutt was, oh, there is not elite talent at the top of this draft. It annoys the hell out of me when people say that. It is on Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and Mike Winger to find the talent in this draft. Yeah, it may not be the same high-level talent at the top, but as I continue to say, folks in league circles feel like picks 10 through 25 and get the same level of player, and it makes sense why Washington was hell-bent on acquiring another first-round pick here tonight. We got it ready for you tonight. One of my favorite pieces of audio from tonight, Wizards' new first-round pick, Alex Sar, full of emotion when talking to ESPN's Monica McNutt after getting drafted.
Your brother, obviously a big part of your basketball inspiration. What has he shared with you about playing in this league?
I mean, you know, he shared a lot with me, you know, like, everything I've learned is through him, and he gave me all his knowledge, and, you know, till this day, it's really special to have someone like him in my corner.
I hear you getting a little choked up. Tell me why.
Because, you know, like, I went through his draft, and, you know, I know how it feels to go out undrafted, you know, and for me to be able to be a top pick now is, you know, it's really special.
It is special. Alex, enjoy tonight. Congratulations on your next chapter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alex Sar, full of emotion with ESPN's Monica McNutt, telling the audience what it means to him to get drafted. He's got a brother that's played in the pros. So Alex Sar, you know, eats, sleeps, breathes basketball. But most importantly, I think understands what it's going to take from a work ethic standpoint to come in here and be able to make an impact right away. I am super excited about what this young man could be. Yes, I have questions about how raw he is offensively coming in with that number 2 overall pick, but on the defensive end of the floor right away, I think he's going to be able to come in and make a significant impact on the Washington Wizards. I told you all as we were getting ready for the draft, I have a couple of blue chip players that I think, despite age or whatever, are going to come in and be bucket getters in the NBA right away. the Los Angeles Lakers getting one of my favorite prospects in the draft. A lot of talk and conversation moving forward about how competitive the Lakers will be next year and can they get themselves back into that championship conversation. At the end of the day, I say it all the time, the good teams in the NBA have a surplus of what I call CBGs, certified bucket getters. Dalton Knecht out of the University of Tennessee going number 17 overall to the Los Angeles Lakers, and I think it's a brilliant pick for L.A. It gives them the shooting and versatility that they need on the wing. And maybe it makes a guy like Austin Reeves a little bit more expendable in their pursuit in trying to acquire a third star to pair up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. 301-230-0980 is the number. Final hour of power coming up as the concourse starting to clear out here at Capital One Arena. When we come back, we'll get you more reaction and your calls on the Wizards' two first-round picks. Bob Carrington out of the University of Pittsburgh at pick number 14, and Alex Saar at pick number 2. When we come back, we'll have another Alex join the program. DC News Now's Alex Flum set to join us next. is the number. We're live out on the concourse here at Capital One Arena from the Washington Wizards 2024 NBA Draft Party. Two picks in the books. Pick number 26 still on deck for the Washington Wizards. We'll reset things for you all if you're just now getting the opportunity to join us. We had fireworks off the top of the program with the Wizards getting active before the draft even started. They pulled the trigger on a deal that will send Denny Avdia to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon, pick number 14 in tonight's draft, and then two future first-round picks in 2029. I thought the trade initially was good. I understand why they made the pick. And the big discussion that we had is who Washington would take with that number 14 overall pick. Would it be someone that had more upside than Denny Avdia? They go with the local cat, Bob Carrington from the University of Pittsburgh, played his high school basketball at St. Francis. And look, Bob Carrington's a guy that didn't shoot it particularly well from three last year, just 32%. But our pal Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice for the Washington Wizards, just tweeted out a highlight montage of Bob Carrington. Safe to say, despite the poor shooting numbers last year, the kid can stroke it. And I'm super excited about what he could potentially be. A great positional size at 6'5". He could defend his tail off. And the thing I like about him the most, and sometimes that may be a turnoff to some folks, but he's from the area. He gets it, right? He knows what Wizards basketball means to this area. He's got a great support system here locally. And one of my buddies just texted me and said, hey, look, I actually know the brother of Carlton Bob Carrington. So maybe we'll have him on the show here sometime. But I'm super excited about it. I think depending on how they want to play this thing, similarly to how I saw Stephon Castle as a good fit in the backcourt with Jordan Poole because of what he brings defensively, I think you can say the same thing about Bob Carrington. And the thing that I would say about Carrington in comparison to Castle, two guys that had question marks about their ability to hit the outside shot. I think Bub, even though he shot 32% last year, more of a comfort level in terms of taking that perimeter shot. I just think it's so fascinating to look now at the long-term outlook of the Washington Wizards. Moving forward, Jordan Poole, one of the key pieces of your future moving forward. Bub Carrington, one of the future pieces moving forward. Alex Saar, one of the key pieces moving forward. I just feel like, despite how it may look immediately next year, I think the Washington Wizards, Will Dawkins and company, are setting this organization up for long-term success. And the one key caveat and the key trait, I guess, that you know, Will Dawkins and company have shown here in their first 2 years making draft decisions, last year with Bilal Coulibaly, and this year with their first two first-round picks, Bob Carrington and Alex Saar, defense is first when it comes to the Washington Wizards. You can score all the points that you want, but Will Dawkins and company have made it a point of emphasis to bring in guys that can come in here and contribute on the defensive end of the floor right away. And I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. And the thing that we talked about earlier when Craig was still on the program with us, Brian Keefe got the interim tag lifted off of him. Why? Because to a man, everyone within this organization appreciates his ability to develop talent. And I think he showed that last year with the big jump forward that Denny Avdija took. Corey Kispert continued to improve off the ball and as a shot creator. You saw a guy in Bilal Coulibaly improving right in front of our eyes in real time. So hopefully that same recipe that was used for the other young guys, hopefully it's used to try and develop Alex Saar and Bub Carrington. Now, as I mentioned with both of those two guys, my question mark, and I'm allowed to have questions, so don't look at me crazy or act like I'm hating. My one question with both Alex Saar and Bub Carrington, Alex Saar last year shot 28% from beyond the arc. Bub Carrington last year shot 32% last year from beyond the arc. How long, not will they, because I have full confidence in the Wizards player development staff, not will they develop the outside shot. How long does it take them to develop the outside shot? And then, for Bub and Alex Saar, how quickly are they able to come in and contribute? Because when I look at what Washington already has in the backcourt with Jordan Poole and Bilal Coulibaly, you wonder where Bub Carrington fits in right away. And how long it's going to take for him to crack that Wizards rotation. But all in all, he's got that Baltimore grit that I think the Washington Wizards can covet on the perimeter. And I just think, all in all, like, I have no problem with them taking a guy that is a defensive-minded player. And I would say Saar is more defensive-minded than Bub Carrington is, but I look at Bub Carrington and the feel that he showed last year in pick and roll. He's got tremendous feel. The outside shot didn't fall consistently, but I think by the volume of three-point attempts that he took last year, more than confident taking that shot in transition, confident taking that shot out of high ball screen action. So this is a kid that may be a little bit more raw and unpolished on the offensive end, but the athleticism that he has, I think, is going to allow him to thrive at the next level. 301-230-0980 is the number. What do you think about the Washington Wizards' first two first-round picks? Bub Carrington, the latest at pick number 14 out of Pitt, and then Alex Saar with the number 2 overall pick out of France. Alex Saar, pretty candid and emotional after he was picked. Uptown Don, if you got it ready, you want to run it back for the folks. Alex Saar, immediately after being drafted with ESPN's Monica McNutt. We'll wait to get that ready for you all. I wanted to let you all hear it again just because of how emotional he was. We do have Alex Saar, though, Uptown Don, if you got it ready, talking about the rise of French basketball for the first time in league history. French players going 1-2 overall. Here's the Wizards' latest Frenchman, Alex Saar, talking about what it means to him and his country.
Now that it's real, I'm talking about it for a few days, but what statement does the number 1 and the 2 pick and then the 1 from last year make for France?
I mean, you know, it just shows the amount of talent we have in France. You know, I'm really excited for Zach. And, you know, I think our national team is really going to be good.
I think that's the more interesting part of what he said. That French national team, woof. Victor Wembanyama, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly, Zachary Richichet, a bevy of international talent coming over from France, and I think it's great for the league. All in all, though, I saw someone tweet this out, and this is how you know you're a basketball casualist, and I'm joking when I say that. Someone tweeted out earlier, this is the most I've never heard of him draft that I've ever been a part of here in recent memory, and I say, true, but as I keep saying about the narrative surrounding this draft, all the hype in the scuttlebutt was, oh, there is not elite talent at the top of this draft. It annoys the hell out of me when people say that. It is on Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and Mike Winger to find the talent in this draft. Yeah, it may not be the same high-level talent at the top, but as I continue to say, folks in league circles feel like picks 10 through 25 can get the same level of player. And it makes sense why Washington was hell-bent on acquiring another first-round pick here tonight. We got it ready for you tonight. One of my favorite pieces of audio from tonight, Wizards' new first-round pick, Alex Saar, full of emotion when talking to ESPN's Monica McNutt after getting drafted.
Your brother, obviously a big part of your basketball inspiration. What has he shared with you about playing in this league?
I mean, you know, he shared a lot with me, you know, like everything I've learned is through him, and he gave me all his knowledge, and, you know, till this day, it's really special to have someone like him in my corner.
I hear you getting a little choked up. Tell me why.
Because, you know, like, I went through his draft, and, you know, I know how it feels to go out undrafted, you know, and for me to be able to be a top pick now is, you know, it's really special.
It is special. Alex, enjoy tonight. Congratulations on your next chapter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alex Saar, full of emotion with ESPN's Monica McNutt, telling the audience what it means to him to get drafted. He's got a brother that's played in the pros. So Alex Saar, you know, eats, sleeps, breathes basketball. But most importantly, I think understands what it's going to take from a work ethic standpoint to come in here and be able to make an impact right away. I am super excited about what this young man could be. Yes, I have questions about how raw he is offensively coming in with that number two overall pick. But on the defensive end of the floor right away, I think he's going to be able to come in and make a significant impact on the Washington Wizards. I told you all as we were getting ready for the draft, I have a couple of blue chip players that I think, despite age or whatever, are going to come in and be bucket getters in the NBA right away. The Los Angeles Lakers getting one of my favorite prospects in the draft. A lot of talk and conversation moving forward about how competitive the Lakers will be next year and can they get themselves back into that championship conversation. At the end of the day, I say it all the time, the good teams in the NBA have a surplus of what I call CBGs, certified bucket getters. Dalton Knecht out of the University of Tennessee going number 17 overall to the Los Angeles Lakers, and I think it's a brilliant pick for L.A. It gives them the shooting and versatility that they need on the wing. And maybe it makes a guy like Austin Reeves a little bit more expendable in their pursuit in trying to acquire a third star to pair up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. 301-230-0980 is the number. Final hour of power coming up as the concourse starting to clear out here at Capital One Arena. When we come back, we'll get you more reaction and your calls on the Wizards' two first-round picks. Bob Carrington out of the University of Pittsburgh at pick number 14 and Alex Saar at pick number 2. When we come back, we'll have another Alex join the program. DC News Now's Alex Flum set to join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.